semi-final tonight, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes,
okay, our Molly Sterling is in there. And I didn't realise, I'm sort of a fan, sort of not. We're all sort of fans of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Well, it's a part of our cultural experience, yeah.
It certainly is, huh? But Gerald Regan, comedian Gerald Regan, is a huge fan of the Eurovision Song Contest, and he's on the line now. Gerald Regan, good evening to you. How are you?
How are you?
Hello, Colm and Al.
Hey, Gerald was one of was involved in the BBC programme called How to Win the Eurovision on Saturday night. Gerald, are you a big fan of the Eurovision, or how did you get involved in that TV show? I'm wondering.
Colm, everyone watches the Eurovision. It's like McDonald's. Like, it is like, no one will admit to going to McDonald's.
Yeah. Okay.
But everybody goes to McDonald's. And I'm like anybody. I've been following this since I could crawl.
Right.
It's just been in my house, it's been in my life, all my life. So I was only when I got approached to do the show that I realised the freakish amount I know about
it. Yes.
Isn't it still, in Europe, the biggest viewed TV show in Europe? Like, it's still getting like 300-500 million.
Come, I'd say it probably the best thing to compare it to is a sporting event. Can you think of a sporting event that unifies Europe outside of the World Cup, but a European sporting event? Like, there really isn't one like it. I mean, it's going to be on in every household, and it's going to generate God knows how much money for the countries involved and everyone surrounding it. I mean, I don't buy into the whole thing of, oh, it's a farce and all the rest.
Okay.
To me, it's a bit of theatre, and, you know, there's a certain amount of joy to be found in it if you set your cynicism aside.
You have to burn your cynicism and throw it out the back window.
Charlotte, isn't it like every country is kind of at a different place with it? It's like different things like the church and everything. Everybody, like Ireland and England, we're almost at the point of parody and cynicism with it, but some countries are really doing it in earnest, and then there's middle ground. Like, everybody's at a different place with the Eurovision.
A different stage of the evolution.
100%. I was so right there. I mean, it's like, it's just a case of a snapshot of Europe in many ways. That, like, for some people, this is it. This is our chance. And for others, it's like, oh, we're so over that. Oh my God, Eurovision. And you can kind of smell that off those songs. Yeah. You can clearly see the songs that don't want to win. There's a couple of howlers.
There's a snob value almost attached to it. Oh my God, we've got to be in it, but we don't really want to win it because they don't want to be compared with Bosnia-Herzegovina.
I'd love if it came around to the day where everybody was taking it extremely seriously, where everybody was going for it, where you could see that really it was the best song. But then maybe we'd lose that thing. The joy of sitting there is knowing that some of these songs are going to be catastrophic.
Yes.
And some of them, like this one from Russia, that's favourite. I mean, it's got it all. Like,
yeah.
I don't care what kind of music you're into. This is a great tune, and I think that they're like, they may as well just not hold a contest.
How do you beat a bearded lady, though? I mean, what have they got to beat Conchita Wurst?
Heart beating like a drum, burning brighter than the sun, a million voices. These are the lyrics that it takes to win the Eurovision.
Now, I'm slightly ignorant of the Russian song. Wasn't it last year they had 12 grannies singing for Russia? How could you describe this year?
Basically, what they've got is Paulina Gargina.
That's
a real Eurovision name. And basically, it's just a Russian ride singing a song.
Love it.
That's brilliant.
And you know, it works. And the thing about it is, I listen to it going, oh, I wonder if this is a favourite to win the Eurovision. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, the instruments drop away and it's just everybody clapping in the arena and you're going, this is powerful stuff. I can't argue. And look, I know I joke about it being just, you know, good-looking Russian girl, but like, I think sometimes watching Eurovision, it kind of throws into complete focus exactly how ugly Irish people are.
Well, we see too many beautiful people in Ireland, so then we just sort of, we consider them slightly not beautiful, but then one stands out from Russia and we go, yeah, she's probably ugly in Russia.
Exactly, but these aren't their number one pop stars.
Yeah.
I mean, these are their Donna and Josephine McCalls, and you're going, holy moly, how is this possible? There's a couple of tunes in it, Mads, that you have to hear to believe.
Right.
I mean, there's a couple of real doozies. And England's one, that electro velvet stuff, I mean, that is properly laughable.
It's also shite, isn't it?
How bad that is. That's a real stinker. But I just adore it. I think that it's just one night of the year where we sit down and we watch a song contest.
Like, isn't it a bit like the movie The Purge, where one night in the year you're allowed to go out and kill anybody? For one night in the year, we allow every single broadcaster to kill any song, any genre of music, and we'll all sit back and go, okay, you've got that one night, I'll buy into this, but that's all you're getting.
Well, Colin, one of the big rules of Eurovision is never let a bad song get in the way of a good dance routine.
I like it, yeah.
And also, it's not all about the songs, is it? I mean, it's one of my favourite things is the bilingual, cringeworthy presenting and the time delays and the terrible jokes and the costumes. Yeah. It's that, isn't it?
Yeah, I love a good costume. The costumes, by and large, it seems to be the rule of thumb on a costume for Eurovision is it has to be something that you'd get beaten up for wearing if you wore it outside.
That's
the rule. Yeah.
And also, in the event of emergency, you must be able to get out of it in 10 seconds.
Look, lads, if you're not on board with it yet, you really should. Just go to YouTube now and just soak up two or three of these songs. And suddenly you're in it, and you realise how much it matters. In 1978, Jordan, the country of Jordan, showed flowers on screen instead of the Israeli entry.
Right.
Israel went on to win it. And Jordan pretended that it was Belgium.
Okay.
The competition.
But tonight is the sort of semi-final. I know there's so many countries now because there's so many split-ups of the various nations and colonialism and all that. We're now in the semi-final. Have you heard Ireland's song, Molly Sterling's song, and what do you think?
I have, you know, and it's a great tune. I'm sure it's on par with an awful lot of the songs that are there. But as we all know, it is political on some level. And the biggest problem we have is the number of times that we've won it. Unfortunately, I see it being really hard for them even to be in with the show.
Charlotte, now Molly excluded and Ryan Dolan, who I know and I think he's a dope, but do you think some of the stinkers we sent in recent years, I'm not referring to Dustin and Jebbert, but anyway, do you think some of the stinkers we sent are because we couldn't afford to host the bloody thing?
I think part of it was definitely there was a sense of what's the point? Why bother? And there's also, let's face it, there's got to be entrants willing to go. There's going to be people going, I'm going to give this shot, what's in it for me?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, everyone was low on money. It was a serious investment for somebody to enter, let alone the country to enter. What I want to know, though, is if Australia win this, do we all get to go to Australia?
No. It's going to be, if Australia, when I think I was reading the rules, they have the final next year in Belgium, so everyone has to go to Tel Aviv.
Well, that...
Are you making that up?
No. Apparently, they can't win. Or if they do win, they have to... Somebody said then Germany... They said if they win, Germany gets it because Germany gets everything they want, you know.
They never should have been allowed in. That's part of the deal. That's half the reason these countries aren't trying to win it.
I just know Tasmania and New Zealand are going crazy now. They want in as well.
Why not? But you've got to be able to host the contest. That's the thing. You've got to host the piss-up the next year. That's the deal.
That's the deal, isn't it? On other subjects, Irish Man Abroad is still going incredibly well for yourself and you're bringing it as a show to Edinburgh.
That's right, we're doing the 100th episode at the Edinburgh Festival in one of the bigger venues there. Me and Jason Byrne is going to be my guest.
Very good.
And, you know, it'll be 100 episodes. It's crazy even to say that now.
Mm.
But, like, it's going 2 years now and the guests have made the show.
Dylan Moore and Chris O'Dowdley's hanging. I mean, amazing guests.
Amazing guests. And just, you know, what's funny is it found an audience because I believe that there's just so many Irish people abroad or thinking about going abroad who want to hear these stories. And a lot of the times, let's face it, Colin and Al, they don't get to tell the story on a show like yours because simply don't have the time.
Yeah.
But the podcast is an hour long. Well, it's all there on iTunes if you want to get it.
Okay, absolutely. It's on iTunes Store. Google Irishman Abroad, Charlotte Regan, and it comes up all over the place. You won't have a problem finding it. There's some amazing podcasts there. Your tip is you're sticking with Russia for the Eurovision.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would think Russia are my favourite. A good bet is who's going to come last.
Ah, yes.
Right. I've got a certainty for that. If they get there, I'd say Moldova and I Want Your Love. Like, first of all, what a terrible name. Like, how is Europe going to unite around that? And it's dire.
Yeah.
apart from that, I think Russia are certainly put your house and home on them, and they're 11-2 this evening. Just check.
Okay, and on that, Charlie, right. And I have to say, I never knew you were such a big fan. But they are. We're all sort of closet Eurovision.
You are too, Colin. You just don't want to admit it.
I'll always say to my wife, "Listen, we're going out on Saturday night. Now take your time, get ready for about 2 hours, and the TV will be on, and I'll just go, oh, look at that! I hate this show. Yeah, but we will watch it. Listen, Charlie, we'll catch up again soon. Take care,
thanks,
yourself.
Man. Yeah, thanks, lad.
See you now. Take care. Bye bye.